6:05. It's time for fun.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea,
This makes me want to cry.
What? It's the B-52s.
You didn't even know who it was until you looked at the screen.
I had to look at the screen. I knew it was the B-52s.
It's the B-52s.
It's those guys.
It's the B-52s.
Those guys remind me of Joey. They just always remind me of my best
friend.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Steve-O and Mitch, that's us. We're just happy 6 o'clock.
It is.
Yeah.
Good show today. Talked to Clay Schroff yesterday. He will be in studio today.
I talked to Clay as well yesterday, and you're right, he will.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
I talked to some friends yesterday who are not gonna make it.
Yeah. Why would you break this to me on air?
Sorry.
Who are you?
However, coming February 12th, we have a very special show coming to town. It is a fundraiser.
I am so excited about this.
It is a benefit show. It is a concert where the proceeds 100% go towards Static Radio. Like, we don't have to pay peeps because they said, hey, we want to help you. What can we do to raise money for your station?
And this is amazing.
Let's do this. So it's a benefit show, raising money for this to here station because we broke. I don't know if you noticed.
There are some changes.
Yeah.
Some very crazy changes.
Crazy broke.
Yeah.
And so drastic times, drastic measures type things. And so I talked to Ronnie Winter from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and he was like, let's do a concert.
And you're like, okay.
Yes, please. So coming up Tuesday, February 12th, Lobo Theater, our dear friends Spoken are going to be hanging out, rocking a show, along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be huge.
Bunch of information, mystaticradio.com.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
I'll just keep saying that. Eventually.
It'll be there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this concert.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So we're a little over a month out. Be prepared.
And it will sell out.
Yeah.
Like, the last concert we had there, gone within like 40 minutes.
Yeah, Raja, they sell out every time.
Raja?
Yeah.
I used to have a cat named Raja.
Raja?
Yeah.
What's the name of the band? RJA.
It's Raja. Raja. That's lame. It's like Tidwip.
No, because like the RZA, you know, like from Wu-Tang Clan, he's just RZA.
I know,
but it's R.
You just ignore stuff like that.
The RZA. So it's the RZA.
No, we're not talking about Wu-Tang Clan right now.
I'm talking about the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yeah, but you made some parallel that I'm not okay with.
Okay, sorry.
You know what's really upsetting about today?
That a hostess is no longer in business.
No, it's been like that for a while.
Okay, well, that's what I woke up thinking about, so.
Really?
Yo, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, it still haunts my
for
dreams.
For your loss.
Yeah.
A lot of losses. I thought today was tomorrow.
Oh, you thought it was Friday?
Yeah.
It's only Thursday, people.
It's Thursday. It's been a weird week, and I thought that it was Friday.
Well, that's because of the whole random days off in the middle of the week.
Yeah, so I thought yesterday was Monday, and then I overcompensated and thought that, oh, cool, that means this week is going to end a lot faster. And I thought today was Friday. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
so
not.
Don't come to my house tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah, for Luke's birthday.
Because you will be there on Saturday.
I will be there on Saturday.
Oh, trust me.
Because I got a 7-year-old to invite me. I will be there.
And he was talking about it yesterday at home. And then my wife says, so I just bought a bunch of stuff for pancakes, but if your co-host is really picky like that, I guess we can make waffles,
too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I will eat pancakes. You guys?
And that's what I said. I said, no, she's eating pancakes. I'm making pancakes. She's
going to
eat my
like
pancakes.
Them.
I don't care. You're eating my pancakes. You're going to love them. It's going to be the best pancake you've ever had in your life.
Can we get, like, chocolate chips?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
We got chocolate chips. We can slice up bananas. We can do whatever you want.
Okay. I'll have to eat it like that. I'm going to have to make the
make some good pancakes.
Less pancakey.
Less pancakey?
More things I put on top.
Wow.
The better it'll taste.
No, like inside. You don't want like the chocolate chips made like in the batter, like inside.
And I want them on top.
Okay. What about cherries? Would you like cherries?
Like fresh cherries?
Yes. I will go hand pick some cherries in the dead of winter.
No.
Okay.
Are you really talking about regular cherries or are you talking about maraschino cherries?
No, I was talking about regular cherries. Gross, dude.
I'm just saying maraschino cherries are better, but...
No, they are not better.
Yes, they are.
On pancakes?
No, I've never had cherries on pancakes.
You've
no,
never
I'm
had
not going to try it. I don't want cherries on pancakes.
Oh, you're missing out.
No, I don't want cherries on pancakes.
So good. I'm going to make some awesome pancakes on Saturday, and you're going to love them.
Okay.
It's going to be great. So, anyways, we got a fun show today.
We do.
It is Thursday. It's January 3rd. Are you back to your normal schedule, or does that come
Fighting.
Next week? I think that comes next week.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I feel like. Whatever. We'll keep the music going right now. Twin Radio, the Bonham Blues, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys, marching to the palace.
Good morning.
Static Radio. How's it going?
I'm fine.
I feel like it's going way better for us than it is for Aubrey.
What's going on with Aubrey?
She's a 21-year-old theater major.
Mm-hmm.
Out of college, known as UFC. Not the UFC, where people punch each other in the face.
I'm like, dang, that's an intense college.
UFC.
University of California.
Nope.
Connecticut.
Nope.
Colorado.
Nope.
California, Colorado, nope. Connecticut.
Nope.
That's the only... Canada.
Are you serious right now?
Syria. Salvador.
Starts with the C, bro.
I know.
C has multiple sounds.
Alabama,
you can do
Alaska,
this.
Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware. Oh, it's a town. It's a city.
Uh-huh.
Dang it.
In Ohio.
Columbus. No.
Can do it.
I don't know.
I believe in you.
You want to know the only place I know of Ohio?
What about Cleveland? That also starts with the C.
Oh, yeah.
In Ohio.
You said it starts with... It goes...
Yeah. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I knew that. I was just making sure that you could actually say the word.
I don't think I've ever heard of this before. She actually convinced a judge to grant her a restraining order against her parents. That was a good reaction.
Thank you.
I like that. That was really over the top.
I knew what you were going to say.
Okay.
I read this story.
Oh. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
No, I'll talk about it. Dude. So she really did convince a judge to grant a restraining order against her parents. And she said, because she told the court, I was a dog with the collar on,
Right.
And turns out her parents were actually a little bit cray cray, which I'm going to say, even in 2013.
I need to start reading what not to do as a parent so that I don't ever do these things someday.
Yeah, here are a few
things.
As if
these are stupid things that I would ever, ever do. Just to name a few things.
You can't say that you would never do this.
I can't ever drive 600 miles to like bug my child at college.
No.
I can't put a bugging device on her phone so that I would know where that she's at all times. That's not okay.
They ignored boundaries and they would, like you said, kind of bug her phone and make sure where she always was.
Her computer so they could check her emails. They did a lot of creepy stuff.
Do I have the whole story?
You have to.
Is that the whole story?
Yeah. This is unbelievable. Yeah, she tried to cut off all contact with her parents, and her parents responded by cutting off her tuition checks.
Stop paying for college. They would drive 500 miles just to go see her.
Both the school and the court actually sided with the daughter. They gave her a full scholarship for her senior year. The judge issued a civil stalking order against her parents. That's creepy. They installed software on her computer and cell phone to keep track of her every move.
How do people get away with this? Like, how do they even think this is okay?
I don't know. They're from Kansas, so they would drive 600 miles from Kansas to Ohio.
Does that have something to do with Toto?
To make unannounced visits at her school. They accused her of drug use, promiscuity, mental illness.
Mental illness.
Must run in the family. Yes. Yeah. So, unbelievable, man.
And the restraining order is to where they have to stay at least 500 feet away from her.
Yeah.
So they can still drive down there.
Dude,
and stay a certain amount of feet away.
In June 2012, researchers at the College of Business and Economics at West Virginia actually conducted a study of 340 students, found that many simply grow accustomed to parents' constant involvement like that.
Oh my gosh, I would lose it.
7 out of 10 students said it was somewhat or very appropriate to receive help from their parents in writing a resume or cover letter. 1/5 of students thought it was fine to have their parents contact a prospective employer. See, some of those things I'm like, well, I guess.
I just feel like you're not, if you're going to, I don't know, hover over your child all of their life, you're not really teaching them to be a productive member of society.
They'll never be dependent or independent. Right. They're constantly going to be dependent upon you. This Aubrey sounds like she was trying to become dependent or independent.
Independent.
Yeah. She'd been listening to a lot of Destiny's Child, and she was like, independent women!
All the women.
Yes, that song.
Throw your hands up at me.
That song. How does that stupid song
go? All the women, independent, throw your hands up at me.
Stupid song. Hate that song.
Well, she's a survivor, so she can do it.
Oh, snap. Did you just reference another Destiny's Child song?
Maybe. I mean, they're just saying her name. Aubrey. Aubrey.
Wow. I'm so thankful to not have any Destiny's Child in here to play.
Say my name.
No! Well, turned out it works for her. Aubrey, got a restraining order.
Yep.
High five?
I'm proud of her.
Okay, good. All right. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Oh, Emery.
Them guys.
How I love thee.
I only know two of them, Matt and Toby.
Because we play Matt and Toby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve on Mitch. Good morning.
Hey, 6:45.
It is Thursday, but apparently everybody's waking up with this weird condition called Friday-itis.
No, it's like fried goodness.
No.
Fritis?
Anyways.
Or like you're afraid, fritis.
My wife just woke up and texted and said, I thought it was Friday. No. And you literally just said that.
Yeah, it was awful.
How, is it because of the week?
Yeah, it's because I pretty much thought yesterday was Monday, but I knew it wasn't, so that I had to jump ahead in my week a little bit more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jumped way too far ahead, and it's not Friday, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's just Thursday.
And then this time last week, it was kind of like, oh, wow.
We got a lot to do today, so
we got a lot
to train you on.
Train?
Got a big day, bro.
I know everything.
Oh, really?
I know everything.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm not going
to have to train me.
All right. Okay. A little pop quiz.
Oh, my gosh.
A little trivia. Just this last week, you and your husband came over and enjoyed an evening with my family.
No, please don't quiz me.
We watched the greatest movie of all time.
Please don't quiz me.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I might as well fall asleep.
You were staring at the screen, watching this movie, and I was saying, this is the greatest movie of all time, Mitch. I can't believe you've never watched this. Ready, go. What is Indiana Jones most afraid of? What does he hate?
Snakes.
Okay.
That's all I know.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All I know. And do you want to know why I remember that?
Why?
Because I made a comment that no one laughed at.
In Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, hold on. Can I tell you my comment that no one laughed at? So they're in the plane and there's a snake in the plane. I'm like, where's Samuel Jackson when you need him?
What was it? Oh,
no one laughed at me.
What was the name of the snake?
No, Nagini.
Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie.
Nagini. Reggie?
Reggie.
Oh, I was saying Reggie. That's from Harry Potter, Nagini.
Jacques, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
That was his pet snake,
Reggie. I don't remember that part. That's when I was making the Samuel L. Jackson joke.
I hate snakes, Jacques. I hate him. Go on, backbone.
Ask me what the guy's name in the other plane was.
What's the other guy's name in the plane?
Jacques.
Jacques, he was a pilot. Good job.
He was a pilot.
Okay.
He had a pet snake.
What were the Nazis in search of?
The Ark of the Covenant.
See? You pay a little bit of attention.
Yeah, I really need to watch that movie again.
Yes, you do, because it's one of the greatest of all time. What was the name of his love interest?
Dude, her name was Anna. I can't remember her name!
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry.
He said her name like 140,000 times.
You want to know how many of those times I missed the name? 140,000 times.
Her last name's Ravenwood. Ravenwood. Starts with an M.
Marissa.
Oh, no.
Marissa.
No. Marissa.
Maria.
No.
Mary.
No.
Miriam. It's Miriam, like in the Bible. Miriam. It's weird because I was trying to remember that name from the Bible. Miriam. Miriam. That's what I was thinking.
Come on.
I'm so sorry.
You're the worst. What's his best friend's name?
Pop quiz. What was his best friend's name?
Oh. His dad's best friend or his best friend? His
Indiana.
Dad's best friend's Dr. Brody.
Brody. I knew that.
Good job. His best friend.
And I would have never remembered that.
Lives in Cairo.
I would have never remembered that if you were like, look, Dr. Brody, Dr. Brody. And then that was it. Like, that was, he was there for like 4 seconds.
Yeah, Dr. Brody.
Who's his best friend's name?
Remember Sala?
Yes.
The actor who also played
Gimli.
Hey! See, you were paying attention to my stupid little pop up, you know, video stuff.
Yeah, you
want to
know why I missed half the movie?
Because I was talking.
Talking.
I just love that movie.
That's why I have to take the movie home to my house alone and watch it. Because no one will talk.
I was just trying to help you with like things that were happening in the movie so that you would relate
creating
more.
Parallels. Look, that's Gimli. That's Gimli. Oh my gosh, listen to his voice. I'm going to close my eyes and not watch and just listen to his voice. Wow, that is Gimli.
Okay, let's see if you can get this one because this is my last piece of trivia. And if you get this, everything will be right in the world, okay? Because I said this about 140,000 times.
I may not have
literally said it 140,000 times.
Metaphorically speaking.
In the theater of my mind.
You said it 140,000 times.
Yeah.
That's a number.
What?
Oh, crap.
You ready for this?
No!
All right, I'm not going to do this one. Because I was wrong anyways.
You were wrong about a question that you were going to ask?
Yeah.
Well, now I want to know what it was.
What year was the movie made?
1984!
No.
1986.
The movie was actually made in 1981. Came out in 1981.
1979.
1981. Yeah. Yeah, no, 1981. When I said 1981, I meant 1981.
So it was me in like
But I may have said 1984 when we were...
You said 1984. Look, Mitch, remember, 1984. 1984. Mitch, just remember, 1984.
1981.
Do you like Captain America? Okay, that's like the ripoff of this. 1984. That's you. Like, building up this movie and then shooting it down at the same time.
Are you saying you don't like going to the movies with me? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't go to any movie with you.
We all watched it. What? It felt like a movie theater. Come on, because we had like the 5-1 on and the lights were off. And we all had like, did we make popcorn? We didn't make popcorn.
No.
Okay. Nah.
I have to watch it again, but you know what?
You do!
It was fun. I can't wait to actually watch it and understand it.
The stunts? Do you remember the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, dang, do you think they really did this? Oh yeah, it's 1984. They had to do it. It's 1984. They didn't have special effects.
Yeah, 1981.
That dude really had to die for this movie. No special effects.
I may have gotten a little carried away with my trivia. Good job.
Thanks.
You got them mostly right. Mm. So you didn't totally fail. So
that girl is really good at holding her liquor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's all I really remember about her.
Because she owned a bar.
Yeah. And then we all thought she was dead, but she wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm ruining the movie.
You were kind of paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of you.
Okay, but here's the moment where I'm like, I'm not having the right reactions to this movie. Because you're like, she's alive. She's alive. And I'm like, yep, that's what I see. And everybody's like, aren't you so, isn't that crazy? She's alive.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. That's amazing.
All right. I'll let you borrow it so you don't have to deal with me talking the whole time.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's a good idea.
Sweet. Coming right back. We've got some lights, also some blood and water, and more of us.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Construction Gonzales Road at 63rd Street, as well as more construction Carlisle northbound at Candelaria, and an accident on I-25 north of the Big I exit 226. Right lane is blocked.
Wow.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Sopo. Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus.
Wow.
Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505. 338-3669 if you would like to call them up for some breakfast.
Which you should.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Which we should.
Which we should.
Except we get to call and just use, like, the extension, because they're on our campus.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about the fact that we have, like, the best job in the world?
Yeah, I have thought
about
that.
Sports, Michael.
Michael!
People! How's it going?
People, that's us.
Just talking about how amazing it is to work on such a beautiful campus as Calvary.
Very, very true. But let me just comment on the cold. It is. Just saying.
Which is why I'll be ordering a Doppio with whip and then literally booking it across the way there so that there's, like, less cold to have to endure.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Do you want caramel on that?
I don't know. Sure.
All right.
Not the syrup, though. That stuff tastes like cough medicine. That's
like
gross. Like the sauce.
Sauce.
The sauce. I was going to say syrup sauce. Okay.
Yes.
Doppio with whip.
The syrup makes my tongue numb. I'm serious.
Yeah. Nope.
It's the worst.
I don't know what I want. You
really? Because you just told me. They're like, yeah, breakfast. Woo! Breakfast.
Can I get a Stever?
Okay.
Stever? Okay. Yeah,
and...
Tea? You love tea?
I do. I really love tea.
I love tea.
Can I get a hot, like, fruit tea?
A hot fruit tea?
Just surprise me.
Yeah, I can do that.
Fruit tea?
Yeah.
It is.
So fruity.
All right, fine.
Oh, my gosh. And that's it?
All right.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you guys in a bit.
All right, man.
Yep.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. We're going to go walk and get coffee.
Soaps. Let's go get
some join
soaps.
Us. Check out yeah. Mitch's ridiculous cheetah shirt.
How dare you, sir?
Is it a cheetah? What is that?
It's a leopard.
It's a leopard. Leopard shirt.
Leopard face. You're just jealous because you don't own it.
Could you imagine me wearing that shirt?
No.
Okay, good. It's ridiculous.
But
unless it had like 9 holes in it, and then it'd be like the holy t-shirts that like Adam Levine wears. So... I could wear it.
No.
I could sport that.
You cannot.
I could totally sport that. You don't think I could
be
sport
gone.
A leopard shirt?
Get out of my life. Go away.
Wow. As cities burn, they're gearing up for a monster tour with Under Oath. They're going to be playing some jams for us right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you... Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right.
That's us.
What?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Are you real?
Are you?
Did that
is this
really
real
just
life?
Happen? Did that just happen?
Is this real life?
All right, sweet. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday.
Dude.
January 3rd.
Thank you.
You were a whole month ahead.
I know I was.
We have to fill out these form thingies every morning, and you filled that out this morning and put February.
Awesome.
So not only did you think it was Friday, you thought it was like a whole month later.
Yeah, I was just really excited for my birthday.
Yeah.
So.
You can't skip my son's birthday, though.
But I mean, it already happened.
Oh, right.
Remember, it's February.
It's February. Yeah. It's February. It's a whole month later.
Okay, fair
yeah,
warning.
Do you want to talk about this?
If you get tea anywhere ever, like hot tea.
Yeah.
That stuff is hot.
Well, when you order something and you ask for hot tea. You should
really,
probably
really
assume. That it's going to be hot, and
okay.
You should not, in turn, spill it on your hand, because then we have to put ice on it like we just had to do.
It really hurts.
Yeah.
Look, it's still really red.
Yeah, I know. You spilled hot tea on your hand.
It's like, this water's like, I'm about to boil hot.
Right. It's called hot tea. You're not going to get any more sympathy from me. That's like as good as it gets.
You are no fun. You're not encouraging, especially when I'm whining. When you're whining, I'm like, oh, are you okay? Oh, you're fine. Don't worry.
I'm never whiny. I'm a man.
All you do is whine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just want everyone to know that as soon as these microphones go off, I hate everything. You're such a whiner.
Wow. All right.
Out you.
Good to know.
You can't fool anyone any longer.
Oh no!
What?
My mic just broke.
Are you whining?
I'm just kidding. So 2012 is in the books.
It is.
And some people are more happy about that than others. There were some really bad products that came out in 2012.
Talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this.
I found a list from the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
It's the top 8. Worst product flops of 2012.
Okay.
Number one, to me, is kind of a surprise. I don't know why so many people were upset about this. Apple Maps.
You don't know why people were upset about this?
No, I don't know.
Because it was giving people directions off cliffs.
Okay.
And into walls.
I don't know.
That's why. Turn right here. Are you sure that's a wall? Yeah, just do it.
Okay.
That's what the Apple Maps told us to do.
User error, bro. Really?
User error?
You turn
really?
Into a wall?
Okay.
Who's going to turn into a wall? Any moron who uses a GPS so much so that they can't see that there's a wall there?
Okay, one, moron is not a nice word. And
I
two,
apologize.
What moron made Apple Maps?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Just apparently, it confused Greenland with the Indian Ocean. Some images were only in black and white. Some points on the map were obscured by clouds. It was so bad that Apple CEO Tim Cook wrote a public letter apologizing for the mess.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
He even apologized. Was it his fault?
Well, when Apple Senior Vice President of iOS Software, Scott Forstall, refused to sign the letter, he was shown the door.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, this month, Google Maps actually returned to the iPhone, became the most downloaded app in the iTunes Store less than a day after its release. Can you believe that? I didn't even know that they had allowed that.
Bad.
Number two.
It's funny. It made for a lot of funny skits.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
Worst product flops of 2012. Chrysler's Dodge Dart. Really? I don't think I've ever actually seen one.
Me either. What does it look
like?
On the
road. It's this thing.
I've never seen that. Maybe that's why. Because it was a flop.
Yeah.
You've never seen it on the road because nobody had it.
Apparently it was supposed to compete with the Honda Civic, the Toyota Corolla, the Ford Focus, that kind of level. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Initial sales were as low as 200 units a month. Well, that's still pretty good to me. 200 cars a month? How many is it supposed to sell? I don't know.
I don't.
I don't know.
You're asking someone who doesn't know as well.
They managed to sell 4,500 in November. They said that was well below the sales of the Civic and the Corolla, which sold.
Nationwide.
Okay, they sold 4,500 nationwide in November. The Civic sold 30,000.
Oh.
And the Corolla sold 22,000, respectively. So.
Man, there's that many people driving around a new Civic?
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Number three, which depresses me. This makes me very, very sad.
What?
John Carter, number three. Biggest flops of 2012.
I didn't see it.
You're one of the reasons why it didn't do well.
Well, it just didn't look that interesting.
It was to be Disney's like grand achievement. It was huge.
And when I saw it, I'm like, ugh. I saw the preview and I said, no, I'm not going to. That's Disney. I'll stick to the cartoons.
That's on my list of movies to make you see.
No.
I promise you. Look at me. I promise you will love that movie.
No.
It was incredible. And everybody who's actually seen the movie that I know has said it's one of their favorite movies.
No, I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you.
Fine.
It's amazing.
Sure.
I loved it.
Yeah, if you're talking, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It cost $250 million to make and around another $100 million to promote the film.
Oh my gosh, and then it didn't make that much back?
$30 million.
Ooh. Ouch.
Foreign ticket sales helped. They made more than $100 million, but it, yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. They lost about $200 million, making
so
it the biggest box office dud ever.
None of those people got paid?
No, they get paid before.
Oh.
I think. Don't they? I would. Right? I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
The Sony Tablet P, number four on the list of the biggest flops of 2012. It's so bad. I've never heard of it either. You just stole my joke. I have no idea what that is. It looks like a little iPad type thing.
Looks awful.
Sony Tablet. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Static.
Hey, so I'd have to agree with that, that survey. John Carter is a horrible movie.
What?
Now I don't know what to do.
It's a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You just met this guy 8 seconds ago via phone. You're going to take his word over mine?
I don't know.
No, I've seen it. It's horrible.
He's seen it too.
He's seen it.
It's amazing.
What is your favorite movie, sir?
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite, are we talking Disney movie or just regular movie?
Just regular, any movie.
300.
Is that why you're disappointed with John Carter? Because they look similar, but I'm sure John Carter is.
No, they're not similar at all.
It's definitely a Disney movie. Maybe I loved it because I saw it with my kids who were like 6 and 9.
See, you're
and they
biased.
Were like,
ugh.
Well, they were just like, they thought it was the greatest thing they've ever seen.
Right.
John Carter, actually, John Carter of Mars, this book series that was written like well before Star Wars or anything like that, that's actually the series that inspired George Lucas to make Star Wars.
So you're biased. You're heavily biased.
So
apparently, Disney didn't make the movie, right?
They did not.
They
apparently
did not. And guess what? They're making the next three Star Wars. Cool.
Hey, you know what?
Thank you for the call.
Okay, how about
this? Have a great morning.
If 300 was your favorite movie, you got to say visually it was still pretty amazing to watch.
Oh yeah, the way they made it was pretty good. The visual effects, but that's about it.
But that's okay. I can live with that. Because that's about right. Storyline's not the best.
I don't want to see this dumb movie.
Right, thanks, man. It's not the worst thing you've ever seen.
It looks awesome. Too bad it's the stupidest thing ever.
It's not the stupidest thing.
And that's not even a
word. That's like fourth stupidest.
Stupidest is not a word. Thebes says John Carter is excellent. Watch it.
Thank you, Thebes. Thank you, Thebes.
Fine. It's on Netflix.
Static.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Save Heart, Mitch. It's John Carter is rocking movie. So.
Thank you. Dude, see?
Ugh, you guys.
What happened was I think they came out with that 10,000 BC movie, and everybody thought it was going to be like a lot like that movie.
Yeah. You know,
10,000. Is that another like foreign film where no one speaks English? And
I never saw it.
It's a movie not to see. It's stupid.
Oh, it's, what was that Mayan movie that I watched?
The Wedding, Heartbreaking Melody.
Oh, is that what we were listening to? I was just singing Justin Bieber.
Static Radio, good morning.
As long as you love me.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and joining us in studio right now, our dear friend Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project.
Oh. Yay! Good morning. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
You guys have like new energy.
We do.
2013.
We really do. It's really weird. You know what it is? It's our daily routine when we get here at like 5:45. First thing we do is we pray for the show, and then we do our rooster dance.
What? You guys have that on like YouTube?
I wish we did, but it's just like
this. Is the worst.
Wow. Oh, yeah. He can't hear it because he doesn't have headphones on.
It's the worst.
He has no idea what.
I'm putting my headphones on.
Oh, no.
Because I'm watching it.
Don't you dare restart that.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Very good.
I'll stop.
That was the worst. And we don't do that.
We really don't. No, we don't.
Ever.
So, why do we have so much energy? Coffee. That's what happened.
Coffee,
we got
you
coffee
had your
from
Dopio?
Sopo. I got a Dopio.
Because he's Dopio.
From Sopio.
They're awesome over there.
Yeah.
From Sopio.
I got my Dopio from Sopio. So, you know. So we do.
That was new.
I'm calling it the Sopio.
Dude, let's go to the Sopio.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's my drink. So anyways, sup? How you doing?
We're doing good.
2013
lots of stuff
been good to you?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah?
It's going to be a crazy, crazy year.
Really?
What do you have planned?
It is. You know the high school ministry, mm-hmm. We were one of their sponsored ministries.
Yes.
For 2012. No, it was for the Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And we got to share what we're doing with our pro-life ministry. And talked about how we love those women and how we want just to love on them. And the really cool thing is after we were done, the kids got to go back and write what they wanted on their signs.
Oh, wow.
And those kids get it. It was so awesome. So
that's cool.
Thanks
amazing.
To them. And then the junior high just happened to be there.
Oh, okay.
So we had everybody. So it was Velocity Vertical.
Vertlocity. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It was awesome.
Nice.
So we got a lot of stuff planned this year.
Cool.
It's going to go crazy.
And I'm sure we'll hear all about it right here.
We will. Every week.
Every week.
Soonish.
Thursday morning.
Yeah. So what's going on right now, Aspen Project? For those that are just tuning in and
maybe the
first time ever don't know, hey, what's the Aspen Project? Share a little bit about the ministry that you're involved in.
You know, this is what we do. We are about imprinting Christ on a child's heart. And we do it these three ways. We're going to inform the Christian public as to the needs of the children.
Yeah.
And then we're going to help plug you in where you think you fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're plugged in, we're going to help support you. And that would deal with foster care, adoption, mentorship programs, and then also pro-life ministry.
Right on.
Anything that deals with a kid. So it's been awesome.
So how can people get involved? I know it's like the winter season, and it seems like a lot of places for the winter, not necessarily shut down, but it's like, oh, we're really not doing a whole lot right now. What do you guys got going on? Like,
You know what? We have done the Christmas season puts a lot of pressure on families.
Yeah.
It's gone berserk with kids being brought into custody.
Wow.
You know, the frustration of the parents. So these kids get physically abused. Relatives coming over that perhaps because they're a relative, they were trusted. So sexual abuse is up.
Man.
And then, you know what? People have spent a lot of money. Drug and alcohol abuse is up because everyone's, quote, celebrating.
Right.
And they're stupid. And these a lot of kids in. So we need people. And, yeah. And the problem is that there's listeners right now that go, you know, I'd help. You got to get plugged in because it takes some time. You got to go through classes. And you got to get certified.
Yeah.
And we're still getting calls in the middle of the night. We have 9 kids in a 1,900-square-foot home. I can't take any more.
Right.
Not for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And they just don't have any place for them. You know, this is what I would encourage listeners. You know, we make New Year's resolutions. If everybody who's listening, just right now, just the people who listen, were to do what God wants them to do, what God has planned for them, what God is calling them out to do, we would change the world just with the listeners we have now. And quit delaying. Let that be your New Year's resolution, that no matter what God calls you to do, because it may not be foster and adopt. Not everyone's called to do that.
Right.
But we all are called to care for the fatherless and the widows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to help the stranger.
Yeah.
And, you know, we live in times where they're talking about the fiscal cliff and gun control and this. It really, what we need to worry about is souls. What we need to worry about are our next generation. If the grown-ups of today don't take care of the kids of today, we won't have a tomorrow.
Wow.
Well said.
Definitely.
Very well said.
But there's a lot.
Yeah?
There is. We're going to have a concert at the zoo this summer. I'm super, super excited.
That's starting
to plan that out. And we're going to be bringing in other churches. I'm speaking at quite a few other churches this year, so that's really cool.
That's really cool.
And we're going to send out the challenge. We're going to change Albuquerque a person at a time.
I like that. Cool. Where can people get involved?
Check us out on Facebook. Aspen Project, whatever you do with Facebook.
AspenProject.org. Yes, I will link all
Of
it. AspenProject.org. You can also give you a call, 410-4460.
That's right.
And anyone can call.
Yeah.
No, and you're not afraid.
No. And listen, it's like this. If
song called Bravery.
Whenever I hear the word ivory, I always think of soap.
You are the queen of random today. Can I just say that?
It's been a weird day, but really, that's what I think of soap, because that's the soap I used that's the soap my mom bought. I don't know.
Okay.
Ivory. Ivory soap.
Anything else you'd like to share?
About my childhood?
Yeah.
There's a lot. Where do you want me to start? Good or bad?
Wow. Hey, quick reminder, coming up Tuesday, February 12th. Probably the biggest show of the year.
Yes, actually it is.
Yeah, Ronnie Winter, frontman of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. We had a chance to talk to him, and he asked a question about our website, actually, mystaticradio.com. He was checking out some details there before the interview and looking, and he said, "Hey, man, I noticed this, like, goal thing on your website. What is that
all about?"
Yeah. And we have a goal, and it's up there every single month, because that's how much money, actually,
we need
every month to continue this ministry, to keep it going.
Right.
And for the last couple months, actually, we've fallen short of that.
Yes.
And so he was asking, you know, well, you guys, what does this mean? What do you do? Yeah, well, we're listener-supported. It's because of listeners. It's because of cool bands. It's because of whoever that helps support this station that we're able to continue doing what we do. And so he said, well, how can we help? So we're throwing together a benefit show.
Yeah.
100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. And it's another way that you can, well, enjoy something amazing this year and help keep Static Radio afloat, because it's dire times.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah,
that Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is coming to support Static Radio.
So, Spoken, actually, they have a new record coming out on that day, and they heard we were going to be doing a benefit show, so they wanted to help out as well. So we've got Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in concert at the Lobo Theater.
This is going to be amazing.
Tuesday, February 12th. I'm stoked, dude, mostly because, well, it's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
I'll be there, too.
Just a note, they always sell out. Last time I saw them, it was sold out. It was down at the launch pad. It was packed. People were, like, standing on top of each other. It was an incredible show.
And the last time we were at the Lobo, it was packed.
Yeah, people were standing on top of each other.
I had this fear that a fire marshal would walk in and be like, shut this place down.
Yeah, it was legit.
I know it was legit, but I was afraid.
Stuck to fire code.
Obviously, we stuck to fire code, but I was afraid.
Every seat was taken, though.
He has to count all
of
them.
It was just awesome. It was great, man.
Oh, so, amazing.
Yeah, so make sure you get your tickets now, because first of all, you're going to save some cash. They're $15 in advance, $20 at the door for this benefit show. And as I said, all the proceeds benefit Static Radio. The red jumpsuit apparatus and our dear friends in Spoken going to be doing that. Amazing. I'm pretty amped.
I am afraid for people who don't get their tickets on time.
Have I told you that I'm excited about this?
No, go ahead.
I'm really excited about
yeah?
this.
About what?
I'm so amped about this show.
I don't even know what
show.
We're talking about.
Anyways, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, we're going to play some math rock.
Invalids.
Freak your mind out.
You know, start counting.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
There is an accident southern at Unser, as well as construction work Gonzales Road at 63rd. Sewer repairs. Gross. There is more construction Carlisle northbound at Candelaria, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
When I think of sewers, I think of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Me too!
Right there. So you can't say gross, because that's where the Ninja Turtles live. The sewer.
That, what is it, like,
it's their home.
The ooze is a little gross looking.
Well, the ooze was like the radioactive stuff that, like, they touched that turned them into Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and then they had names and they could talk and do backflips.
Most people would just die.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But not them.
Those were
they
special turtles.
They turned into
turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja. They turned into ninja. Yeah. Like, not only did they become kind of, like, almost human-like, they became ninjas as well.
Yeah.
Lucky, lucky turtles.
Well, yeah, what would the comic book be like if they had just died? It'd be worthless. Like,
the
this
end.
Ooze falls in and they get like, and then they're dead. And it was like, why did I read that? That was terrible.
I spent 99 cents on this.
Why did I waste my time and everybody's singing about it and everybody's dying?
Teenage
what a terrible
Mutant
idea.
Nothing turtles.
Oh, man. I like that. It's Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and it is the beginning of a new year.
That it is.
Always means New Year's resolutions, and sadly, by day three, a large percentage of people have already blown their resolution. We talked about this a little bit.
99.9% of the time.
99.9% of the time, people have already lost their will to keep their resolution going. Are you rocking a resolution? I know we like joke about resolutions. Are you really trying anything?
No, but I accidentally stopped biting my nails, so that's working out.
There you go.
Accidentally.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. This coincides with what I wanted to talk about. There's a comic book artist who he's been a smoker now for 19 years. Hates everything about it.
Okay.
Hates the way he smells.
Ugh.
It's nasty. Ugh. I used to smoke. It was disgusting.
I grew up around smokers, and it was the worst.
So he's been smoking for 19 years, and he's decided he wants to quit. That's his resolution this year. And in an effort to maintain that, he's actually taken some extra steps, which is really cool. Comic artist Brian Bruner says in an effort to help him stay smoke-free, he actually was commissioned to create a 21-page comic book. And the illustrations tell his story, his smoking story.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Except they kind of changed him up a little bit because he's a robot. Because it's a comic book.
What?
Yeah, the story tells
a robot in real life?
How this smoking robot became programmed to think it was cool to smoke.
Oh.
Dude, when I was young, I thought it was cool.
No, okay. I thought
you grew up around smokers.
Okay,
I did not.
I grew up around smokers, and I remember I was a junior in high school, and smoking looks cool, especially when they do like the cigarette flick. I was like, what? I want to be able to do that. So when I was a junior in high school, I'm just going to, okay, here it is out on the table. I tried to pick up smoking.
You tried?
I tried to pick up smoking.
You wanted to be cool?
I just wanted to, one, this stuff is gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Two.
Your fingers smell, your clothes smell, your breath is nasty.
Well, I already smelled like it anyway because I grew up around smokers.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No, that's good. High five.
Mm, gross.
You're like bummed that you couldn't smoke. I'm like, no, that's good. That's really good, actually. Amazing. Because it was
I'm
a lot
of I'm not proud of that moment. I don't condone it.
Get over that.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, so he, when I was a kid, you know, like, you think of movies, every movie that I can think of, right, I could just list Die Hard, like, all the movies I used to watch.
Anything, like...
Especially, like, black and white film. Oh, if you go all the
like
way back...
Audrey Hepburn, are you kidding me?
Casablanca. I mean, everybody's constantly
like
smoking.
Like, really long cigarettes?
Gross. No, it wasn't, like, a long cigarette.
It was like,
just
a
like
holder.
An extension,
yeah.
Almost.
Like her holder.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody's smoking back then.
Yeah.
And so, this comic artist who's been smoking for 19 years said he's... going to take part in this comic book that tells the story of this smoking robot who was programmed to think that smoking was cool because it kind of is. You kind of are programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look, people think, you know, hey, this seems cool. This looks cool.
But
all the cool kids are doing it. The comic apparently is part of a big anti-smoking movement going on where readers are actually invited to join him on his journey by uploading photos of their personal Instagram and Twitter accounts with the hashtag smoking robots. And he's actually going to pick a submission every day for the next 10 days and draw a robot illustration for that person.
That's
cool.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah. So that he can get more and more people involved to help people quit smoking. So,
like
yeah, he's going to choose individuals whose artwork inspires him, he said. But, yeah, just one comic artist who decided, all right, in the new year, I want to quit smoking. Here's how I'm actually going to take practical steps to quit that. And even to a point where he's starting this new movement called Smoking Robot.
Okay.
To help people quit smoking.
Now, can someone do this for nail biters? Full circle.
So that's the question, actually. It's a new year. How are you going to make sure that your resolution sticks?
Aww.
Like, what you want to do this year, what steps are you going to take? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What about you, nail biter? What are you going to do?
I've been painting my nails.
Okay.
And not...
You really have been.
Yeah, no, this is like the nicest I've ever done, except I forgot about that one.
That's okay.
So.
Who cares? Nobody noticed. I didn't even notice till you pointed out, and now I'm
there
still
is.
Wondering why, because they're all green. Oh, because the top's not...
Yeah, no, I just didn't...
You didn't put the black part on the top?
Yeah, it was just a big problem. I just got really lazy.
Is it because you've been chewing on it?
It's a trend. No, I haven't.
Oh,
ready?
Okay.
I haven't.
I don't know what that means.
Dang it,
I'm not
I was
a
trying
nail
to scratch
biter.
You.
Oh, okay.
If you can feel the nail, good job.
Oh, okay.
On me. I that was a good job.
What
for
about
me.
Like Tabasco
Dude.
Or like jalapeno?
Doesn't work.
No, doesn't
nope.
work. Just makes everything sting. Especially
just
if
tasty.
You rub your eyes.
Oh.
What are you going to do this year? Just keep painting your nails?
It'll take a lot of willpower.
Okay.
I just have to really focus.
I believe in you.
You shouldn't.
Why? You just failed,
just
like
kidding.
In your mind.
I'm sorry.
Because you just, like, you do not believe in yourself.
What about you? You're talking about me. What about you? Any New Year's resolutions?
Hey, look, phone call.
Oh, my God.
Static.
You do not believe in yourself.
Hello?
Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
Girl, get some gel nails then.
Okay. That's what I've been hearing.
What
now,
is it?
Gel nails.
What are gel nails?
Go to Head Over Heels and ask for a net and tell her I sent you.
No!
You can't say that!
Non-com. You can't promote somebody.
But I will remember that.
Sorry. Hey, and I have something about the cigarettes. I have a dream.
You have a dream.
Watch it.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
Okay.
I want to, you know how people flip their cigarette butts out the window?
Yes.
I want to go get out of my car, and this is at a stoplight or something. Pick up the cigarette butt, flick it back in their car, and tell them, I believe you dropped something.
And then walk back to your car and drive off?
And then start a fire and car explodes. No, that wouldn't really happen, but...
Okay. totally okay. Has happened in a movie.
Yeah, but put your gel nails then, girl. Get it on.
Thank you. Gel, G-E-L,
okay.
Gel nails.
Thank you.
Thank you.
505-338-3700.
I have a nail person who's like...
Gel
I will totally
nails?
Do... Mrs. Riley. Mrs. Paula Riley.
Hey, Paula Riley.
She does nails, and she's like, girl, come on in. I'm like, okay, and then
no,
I
no,
have
no.
it.
Explain to everyone else that isn't a chick what gel...
Do you know what acrylic nails are? Fake nails.
Look at me, bro.
Fake nails. When you're like, those aren't real. Those nails are not real.
What? How are you supposed
they are,
to tell?
Okay,
like,
they
first
are,
of all,
they have
who's staring
acrylic.
At, who's staring at nails long enough that you're like, bro?
I like your nails. I tell people that all
fake.
The time. It doesn't matter if they're fake.
How are they fake?
Acrylic.
Like,
they okay. Acrylic is a type of glue type stuff.
Okay.
And it makes
like
it hardens.
Like press on nails. I remember that from when I was a kid.
Yes, except they are better.
Okay.
and then they have like the white tip, and you just you can paint them. Like, and they make them longer.
French cut. Yes. No, what are they called?
French manicure.
Yes, that's it. So, yeah, come on, I'm trying. Oh, static.
Mitch, I heard about gel nails. The only thing is they dry really fast, but putting your hand in those things.
Those UV lights?
Cancer, yeah.
You can get cancer from everything.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, so gel nails, in order to get them to dry, you have to, you put your hands in these little lights.
Because they're made of gel.
And the UV ray light thingies will make them dry faster and clearer, and it's pretty.
And they're made of gel.
Gel nails. I don't know exactly. They have gel in them, but they're a lot healthier for your nails because acrylic rips off layers of your fingernails, and so your fingernails get really thin, and sometimes it's not good.
So you're supposed to get fake nails so that you don't bite them because they're fake?
Gel nails, yeah.
Or because they're expensive?
And they're thicker and they're expensive, yes.
Okay, so
all
you're
of
like,
these
I
factors
don't ever
in.
Want to mess these up.
Yes.
Why haven't you done this yet?
Because I just haven't.
Okay, I'm going to help you. Practical steps in 2013.
You have to take me to go get my gel nails done.
I'm not taking you to get your
You have to take me.
I didn't do that already once this year with my wife, dude, and it was like
miserable.
It was
last year, actually.
And everybody, that was last year. Yeah. So we went to this, what are they called? It's not a salon. It's just like a nail place?
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
All right.
Nail place.
So she had to sit in the big, like, tall chair, and they stuck her legs in, like,
this
weird
tub thing. And they gave her, like, a massage on her leg.
Yeah. And then there's, like, lotion everywhere, and I was just... And they kept asking me, do you want nails? I'm like, no, I don't want...
Why did
I'm
they
sorry.
Say, why did they-
because everybody in there was Asian.
Vietnamese.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there, and they, the whole time, like, they were giggling and thought it was hilarious and kept trying to get me, like, in the tub.
You should have done it.
There was no...
You should have done it.
Way, bro.
That would have made Chrissy so happy. You should have done it.
It was stupid expense. It's like, why do I need to spend
like
that money
$15
to be frustrated?
Plus a tip.
Especially
you're
since it's my feet and nobody's so ever going to see my toenails. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah, huh. Chrissy.
Hey, look, I have shiny
Chrissy
toenails.
Chrissy will see them.
Yeah, dude.
And she'll be so
I am a man.
Happy.
That is weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure you've done it before.
I've never... Oh, actually, okay. For television's sake, I
have done it
once.
And I haven't seen that episode. Joey told me.
Yeah, I did that once for an episode on television.
Manny Petty.
And I mentioned that was for television.
Manny Petty, and it was really done.
Yeah.
You're a man.
Yeah.
A Manny Petty.
Oh, man. We gotta take a quick break. It is 2013. Resolutions. One comic book artist we were just talking about actually drawing an anti-smoking comic book this year.
Super cool.
Getting inspiration from other people trying to quit smoking so that it helps him in turn actually quit. So the question is, what practical steps are you going to take in 2013 to make your resolution a reality?
Mm,
huh?
There you go.
All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under Oath. Their latest from their anthology CD song called Unsound.
Their latest and their last.
Their latest and their last. It's true.
I'm sorry.
They're saying goodbye. They have a farewell tour. My nephew actually got tickets for Christmas.
You keep saying that.
I know, because I'm jealous.
As am I.
As Cities Burn, Me Without You, also on the bill for that one. Mm-hmm. I think a couple other bands, too. It's like five bands on that tour.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Really awesome.
It is 2013, and we're talking about this comic artist who actually is using robots to help him quit smoking.
Well, he's not using robots.
Kind of. Not really. You're right.
He's become a robot.
Comic artist Brian Bruner has been smoking for 19 years and says he absolutely hates everything about it. So this year he's decided he's quitting cold turkey. And he's employing the help of people because it's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to quit cold turkey. And so his resolution, you know, to quit has made it a little easier by the fact that he was commissioned to create a 21-page comic that illustrates his story as a smoker. The story is about a robot, actually, who becomes programmed to think that smoking is totally cool. And so, he's decided to start this basically anti-smoking movement where readers are actually encouraged to upload photos to their personal Instagram and Twitter accounts with the hashtag #SmokingRobots. And Bruner, this comic artist, is going to pick a submission every day from the hashtags to be part of his comic book, which is very, very cool.
That is really cool. I feel like you have to have a lot of drive.
Yeah. Yeah, determination.
Yes.
Willpower.
Yes.
That's tough, dude. So the question is, what are you going to do in 2013 to make your resolution a reality? Because we can say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to stop eating like this. I'm going to quit smoking. And then you actually have to take steps to not doing those things.
Yeah, TJ was not any help
okay.
with this. He said, okay, so I asked, what practical steps are you taking to make your resolution a reality?
Right.
And he said, just stop being dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea. Thanks, TJ.
Thanks for your help, bro.
Thank you for not
always
helping.
Ever an inspiration.
Yes.
Ever an encourager.
Super encouraging.
Stop being dumb.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, Mitch, what are you going to do to stop biting your nails?
Stop being dumb.
Okay, good. That's what you should do to stop biting your nails, because that's the only thing that's going to help. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. What practical steps are you going to take? This comic artist actually going to create an anti-smoking comic book to help him quit smoking. I like that idea.
That is really cool.
That's super fresh.
I can't draw.
See, then you got to find a creative outlet to help you. Let's see. Ooh, I got this. Look at this. Ever the encourager, this guy. Okay.
What guy?
You are smart and wonderful when it comes to crocheting stuff, right?
I can't.
And in 2013, one of the resolutions you wanted to make was to learn how to
knit.
Exactly. So what you should do when you're like feeling anxious or you want to bite your nails is use that time to learn to knit instead, and you can knit yourself some nice finger gloves.
Do you know what this?
Boom!
Do you know what this entails?
I just covered your nails.
No,
oh.
You didn't. I covered my nails with nail polish, but this entails carrying around knitting needles and yarn at all times.
Okay.
And when I'm at work and I'm like, oh, super frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck is this wrong with this computer? What's wrong with me? I don't know what's going on. And I want to bite my nails. I just have to start knitting. And then you guys will get really mad at me because that's going to take
forever.
I'm
sorry. What are you doing? I'm knitting. Cool. Did you ever type up the newsletter for this
no,
month?
No, I got
for, like,
really frustrated.
Oh, okay.
Dang it. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you got to do that.
You got to do that today. So, yeah. No biting your nails. See what
really
happens? I come up with a practical way. I'm a man. We try and fix things.
Stop trying to fix my life.
To fix your problems in your life, and you just shoot them down immediately.
I wasn't shooting them down. I was being realistic.
All right. Well, fine.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Cool. Bye.
What practical steps are you going to take this year to make your resolution a reality? 505-338-3700.
We're actually serious about it.
Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Sleeping at last.
Which I want so bad.
You're going to be okay.
I'm so tired.
I know. It's Thursday. These weeks are weird, right? Where everybody's on vacation or everybody's off of school. And those of us that have jobs work.
Today doesn't even feel like a day. Not a weekday, not a weekend. It's just it's invisible.
You're going to be okay.
I just want to go to sleep.
We got this. It's 9:45 and actually, we've come to the end.
This is it. Now it's time to say goodbye.
Go ahead.
Singing Mickey Mouse.
To all our company. Yeah.
M-I-C.
Oh, man, you can stop.
M-O-U-S-E.
Except now it's different.
Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey totally Mouse. Different now.
Oh, what? Why?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, I
totally
know.
Totally different song.
hot dog,
okay,
diggity dog.
There you go. Yeah, you've seen it. All right, yeah.
I actually have a 6-year-old sister-in-law.
There you go.
Sister-in-law.
So we asked a question on Facebook that I'm curious about. I want to know, what is the best band you discovered? Could be an artist, could be a band. Who's the best band you discovered in 2012?
It doesn't have to be from Static.
No, it doesn't. Just who's the best band you found in 2012, because I'm curious.
We're just looking around.
Looking for good music.
Yeah.
I love good music, and I love sharing good music. That's why we do what we do and why we work where we do. So, yeah.
Dude, we got some comments.
Best band you discovered in 2012, we want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. See, that's all it takes. You ask a good question.
Let us know.
All right.
This
there
is exciting.
It is.
I love new music.
All right. We are out. We will see you guys again mañana. Tomorrow's Friday. It is finally here. Hopefully, Sam Swan will be joining us.
Hopefully.
I get to talk about a movie tomorrow.
Ooh.
I'm going to see... Well, actually, I don't get to talk about it tomorrow.
Nope.
I'm going to see a really early screener.
It's like a week and a half, right? It comes out next Friday?
It comes out a week from tomorrow. Yeah, okay. So.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm stoked.
I'm scared.
Me and Yo from The Guide going to see Zero Dark Thirty this evening, like an early, early screener.
It's
going to
be cool.
Yeah.
The same guy who did
girl.
The girl, Hurt Locker?
Catherine Bigelow.
It's a girl?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Director
She's so
of
cool.
The Hurt Locker.
I saw that movie and I was stupidly entranced. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I like that one.
So there it is. We are done. We will see you guys again mañana. We've got some So Say We All on the way back. Those guys playing a show January 11th in Edgewood, actually.
Yep.
You can find out details on their Facebook page. They've posted the details on our Facebook page, so you can find them there as well, along with Seventh Day Slumber, I believe. So check that out.
I think we're done.
We are out. So Say We All and Say Anything on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Peace. Whoa.